Life Today in America, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour on this Wednesday, the 2nd of April, no longer April Fools. Man, did I get one pulled on me yesterday. I'll tell you about that after a while. More importantly to the matter at hand, to the task at hand, and that is what's going on at General Motors, or what is more importantly going on during the congressional hearing season. The CEO, Chief Executive Officer of General Motors, is a lady named Mary Barra, B-A-R-R-A, and she really took in the neck, I think. I listened to some of this and have read some of the reviews, seen some of the video from the, I don't know if this is a grilling, it's like an inquisition. The men and women on Capitol Hill ought to be upset about this because it happened, in a sense, on their watch, our watch. You can make an argument for sure that the government which controlled General Motors for a number of years may have been responsible. And I don't know whether that's the approach. Kenny, as you work through this, the apology that she gave for the 13 people who were killed by these faulty ignition switches, the 10-year delay in issuing recall on this, I don't see how she's responsible. She's responsible for General Motors since she took over in January, but she sure as heck is not responsible for General Motors before she became the chief executive officer, is she? And the reason I ask the question is because I'm wondering out loud whether she would, well, whether Congress or the people in this committee would be as tough on a CEO that wasn't a woman. I think there's a lot of sexism here, and I think a lot of women think that there's a lot of sexism here. What say you on this?
I didn't see anything about I haven't seen anybody comment about sexism, but the people do want to know where the previous CEO or CEOs are.
They're in retirement, living very well.
Right.
That's where they are.
Yeah, Brian says, my question in all this is, where are the previous CEOs? Mrs. Barra was appointed CEO in January of 2014. Some of these issues started in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question a lot of people have.
Well, it's a legitimate question. It ought to be asked because the fact that she's getting, well, somebody's got to be held responsible, but is this like in politics where generally nobody is held responsible? That's a question. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler here with me in this hour as we review some of the material that has made the front or the top of the hour conversation with people in some of the issue-oriented news talk radio programs. Certainly this is an issue that is far more relevant to us here in America than the continuing conversation about the airliner or what's going on in the Ukraine. So I'm going to take that approach this morning and put that stuff off of the front burner and really focus on this with a number of talk hosts who feel this is important to all of us, I think, because there are a number of things at stake. Never mind the issue that has to do with the government taking care of it. There are 13 people who are dead, and maybe they didn't have to be dead under the circumstances. But there will be a lot of grandstanding. I'm guessing that's part of this, isn't it, Kenny? A lot of, there are people who were upset. The Republicans were upset because it was called Obama Motors for a while. And I'm not buying a General Motors car. It was built by that Obama. There's a lot of that nonsense going on. At any rate, what else have you got there from Facebook, folks? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So go ahead, Kenny.
Robert says, I watched her get grilled, and though I believe there's no excuse for lax safety standards, I just wish Congress would grill Monsanto and big banks the same way.
God love that guy. Yes, please, let's be grilling. Let's do a lot of grilling, especially on Monsanto. But, yeah, the big banks could use a little. There was some of that phony. Remember when the bank problem started in 2008? And there was some of that phony grilling going on at that time. But look at what they ended up getting out of the United States taxpayers, the banks. I mean, think about it for a second. Now that I've gone down that street, think about all the government help that Monsanto was getting because of what they're developing supposedly for agriculture. You'd be amazed at the amount of money they're getting from you and me as a taxpayer. General Motors got taken out of bankruptcy and saved. And I don't know that that's a bad thing, frankly. I think that was a good thing for America. And then, you know, the banks, it is a round robin for sure. Okay, go ahead, Kenny, you got another one?
Yeah, Diane says, this is art designed to make us all feel better about Congress. I feel worse, and so should we all.
In what respect would that be? Because they're just grandstanding, trying to make themselves look good before elections, and that's going to be the approach. If there's anything that's visible, this... Okay, I think I'm working my way through this. There's a lot of visibility to this problem, and the people who are running for re-election, which is every single one of them that's there, are going to try to use this as some sort of a platform upon which to blah, blah. Should I take that to be what there's meant there?
Yeah, I think that's what she's meaning. The only time you see most of these politicians doing anything is when they stand up and ask their question in one of these hearings.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Exasperating, isn't it? It really is. All right, so to recap, she's just gotten started. Mary Barry is the person who's taking the heat. But seems to be the one who's fixing the problem, because the addressing of the issue happened pretty much immediately upon her becoming the CEO. So why is she getting battered by the members of Congress? Maybe the question comes on the fact that nobody's been fired yet. I think that's a question. Nobody at General Motors has lost their job over this faulty part. And so she's been, and I think with some degree of relativity, yes. General Motors was attacked for making the decision not to replace this part, which would have cost 57 cents per car. They continued to sell cars knowing they were not safe. So who do you hold responsible if it's not her? That's the question. Your feelings, your thoughts, comments, 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, good day at 13 after the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
so good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, focus, essence of the conversation is on General Motors and the hearings, but it's interesting to look at the auto sales for last month, how well General Motors and Ford and Toyota and Chrysler did in terms of sales. Some whopping increases. Chrysler up 13% over the same month last year. Meanwhile, a lot of tacos are on to this, as you can imagine. Taco's Paul W. Smith, who's the number one guy in Detroit in the morning, here talking to Devlin Cillian about the CEO meeting with the victims' families, the victims, the 13 people who were killed in cars that had these faulty ignition switches. She talked to him just before the congressional hearings yesterday.
I understand you had some access to those meetings or were able to stand by. Explain where you were last night and what was taking place.
I did not have any access to meetings. They weren't letting the reporters get too close. In fact, it was interesting last night. GM really only wanted to confirm that the meetings took place. They happened at the GM offices here in Washington.
How did you know then? And I heard a quote from you earlier, and it may not have been directly from you, that she had been brought to tears.
GM would only confirm that the meetings took place. The families that came out were the ones who GM allowed. I guess left the details to them, and I think that's probably only appropriate. GM wanted to describe them as really private meetings. It was the families that emerged that had talked about some of what happened, and I got to hear just a little bit about what went on inside. Nothing too specific about the details, but a lot of family members that were there. I had about 20 people in all, representing about six or half a dozen or so families, and many of them brought pictures of their loved ones that they'd lost, and it got to be a pretty emotional meeting. But she also, in the meeting, Mary Barr was also stayed rather resolute on some things, because some of the families told me, you've got to get these cars off the road, they're not safe. And she said, well, no, if people take the steps to make sure that their keys, you know, the keychain is not overweighted, then they're very safe to drive until we can get the parts back out. So there's still some contention there. There's been news conference with some of the families, some of whom were there last night, some of whom weren't, is my understanding. And they want not just an apology, not just a settlement. They want some people in jail over what's happened.
Boy, what, with your gut, Devin, not being the newsman reporting news as it happens, but with your gut, do you think that's a possibility?
I think that there is going to be a hunger for some. It's really interesting that Fred Upton of Michigan is chairing the hearing today. It was back in 2000, about almost 14 years ago, with the fire, that he was at the helm of the Firestone investigation, and they created what was known as FRED, which was a federal program designed to stop defective parts from getting too far down the pipeline. And so there's a real re-examination going on, not just of what happened with GM, but why FRED didn't work, why, you know, what was the government's role and NHTSA's role in making sure that this didn't happen. And yet there's going to be, when you look at what Toyota was just on the hook for, in a problem that they were largely exonerated, at least as far as from a mechanical issue, still hit up for $1 billion because of the way that they, I guess you'd say, behaved during all of that. There is a real hunger here in Washington to hold people accountable. Now, will that move to criminal charges? Boy, that's a great question. I guess I'd be worried if I was someone in that GM chain.
888-302-3684. Should the people, of course, somebody should be fired over this. Somebody should be held accountable, but not the CEO. 21 after the hour. This is Good Day. Hi.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the conversation, a lot of people like to watch The View and take away some of the various teams' beneficence by listening to Blake's Biff Gore and Sassandra Lewis. Maybe you get an idea of how the talent is this year. It's a song called It's a Man's 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 World. Pretty applicable to the discussion of the grilling Ms. Bauer has taken at the behest of the congressman in Washington. So let's listen to this and see who gets picked as the winner of the round. Crank it up, Michael. Today. If she doesn't, maybe she ought to. Some of you may think I'm making too much of this, but I don't think I am at all. I think that's really what's going on here. Looking for a scapegoat. Meanwhile, to finish off Biff Gore and Sassandra Lewis, here's Blake picking the winner of the round.
You guys solidify why The Voice is the best singing competition on television. You do. Thank you, man. Biff is such an entertainer. I mean, he truly is, and he's got such style about it, too. You know, it's so much fun. I mean, it truly is. And Sassandra, Adam's right. What planet do you come from where they can sing like that?
Because Sassandra, man.
Yeah, and that within itself is entertainment and lights up the room. And I know I've got to make a decision. And you know, I can't miss out on the opportunity to work with a one in a trillion vocalist like Sassandra. Sassandra's the winner of this battle.
All right, so there you go. Suspense gone. 25 past the hour, 888-302-3684. Back to the discussion of the grilling, the interviewing, if you will, Ms. Barra had, CEO of General Motors. Here's Steve Scott, a talk show host, along with Wayne Cabot, talking to Jeff Glore about the General Motors situation. In other words, how long did they know there was a problem?
CBS News correspondent Jeff Glore told us GM knew about the problem as far back as 2001.
GM had any number of opportunities to recall these cars and to make a fix on these vehicles. They decided not to. They felt it would take too long and it would cost too much.
When did GM finally abandon this faulty ignition switch?
Well, they haven't entirely. They quietly redesigned this switch in 2006, but never changed the part number, so most people didn't even know. And that continues to lead to confusion even today. But there are still people out there who are driving with these initial ignition switches that have had all the problems. GM says the cars are safe if you drive with only the key in and there's not any extra weight there. A lot of the families who've lost loved ones say that's ridiculous. They want these cars taken off the road immediately.
So what is GM doing now? There's a new CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra. Is there a new sense of urgency? Does GM realize they have a huge PR problem on their hands?
GM's named a new head of global safety to look over problems like this to make sure that they don't happen again. It's unclear exactly what that's going to mean. What we do know right now is that GM is issuing an extraordinary number of recalls. It's not just the 2.6 million vehicles recalled over the ignition switch issue. It's now 10 times, GM is 10 times as many recalls this year as they issued all of last year.
Yeah, see, I don't see them being affected by this at all, given the fact their sales are up just last month, well into when periods of discussion have been taking place. People have been paying attention to this. The increase is, as I said, to over 4% in sales over the same period last year. So those of you who were in General Motors sold 256,047 cars last month. So how worried can people be who have not been affected by this directly? 28 past the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morning win.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour now, continuing with our discussion, oftentimes what we've done is, in the past certainly, taken one story and worked it over with a lot of input from various talk radio programs around the country to see where there may be some more information or where there's an opinion that may require some additional input. And that's what happens when people call us at 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, sort of to update what's going on here. Mary Barra, who is the new GM CEO, she was accused of speaking gobbledygook yesterday when answering directly a question about firing the engineers who are responsible for this. And I don't, you know, it would be good to know why an engineer hasn't been fired. She says the reason is because they haven't done their internal investigation yet, and she's not going to interfere with it. She's the one who started the investigation. Remember, she didn't start as the person running General Motors until January of this year, so she certainly can't be held accountable for what happened over the years since 2006 when some moron at General Motors decided that they weren't going to spend the money, 57 cents a car, to do a recall and fix the problem. That person should not only be fired, but perhaps accused of something criminally. Negligence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that person hasn't been identified yet. Whoever made the decision has not been held accountable for it. And that was one of the things the congressmen were onto. The House Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee is where this hearing took place. A couple of hours of back and forth. She was not nervous. She was basically... she acquitted herself well from what I could see, frankly, Kenny, but she didn't answer any specific questions. She said she wanted to have this thing take its course. Now, are there more people in danger is probably the question that's most relevant here. I said 2006. It actually was first detected in 2001. So the congressmen were demanding yes or no answers, and she did not want to give yes or no answers because she thinks the internal investigation has to take its course, and that makes pretty good sense. Anyway, what do you feel about this? How did she? I feel that she wouldn't have been grilled this hard were it not the fact that she was a woman. I believe that sexism prevails here, and I think that's part of the issue, not the whole issue, but part of the issue. What say you? 888-302-3684. Louise wants to know why some people are blaming President Obama for this.
My comment has to do with the fact that they blame President Obama for everything. it clearly stated that GM started having this problem since 2007. That time, President Obama wasn't even a candidate for presidency. So why are they blaming him? As a matter of fact, and it's not only GM who has a problem. I know people who have Toyotas. Some few years ago, Toyota car was killing lots of people. Have people forgotten that? So the problem, I think, lies with the fact that maybe some of those parts should be made here in the United States instead of coming from overseas. And in addition to that, who is responsible for the Bureau of Standards? I don't know if they, somebody there should be seeing to it that these parts are adequate and appropriate for the cars we are building. But don't blame the president for everything. He can't be responsible for everything. Plus, this happened before he even came into office.
888-302-3684. I don't know. I think I did say something earlier about Mr. Obama. I don't think he's involved in this. I think it is foolish. It's easy to blame him because of the government taking over General Motors. But as that lady pointed out, it goes back to 2001, a long time before President. There's plenty of stuff to blame Mr. Obama for. I'm not sure this is one of them, frankly. I think it is kind of a stretch. But there are people who so dislike him that he's an easy target, that's all. 888-302-3684. John's in Missouri listening to Good Day.
Every vehicle made is made with the cheapest parts that they can come across with. This comes from Ford, this comes from Chevy, this comes from Dodge, this comes from Toyota, all of them. They will get the parts as cheap as they can. And the biggest reason why these recalls are so big is because of greed. That's the only reason. Not one vehicle on this planet is designed to last. And people need to understand this. When you buy a car, you're taking a risk, period.
Well, you know, it's interesting because most cars, in my opinion, are built the same, to the same standards. If you get a car that costs you $13,000 from Toyota, you're going to find the same quality at General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, because they compete that way and they have to compete that way. And the cars are pretty much basically the same. And the gentleman's right to a point. A lot of the parts are not made in this country, and a lot of them are the same. You use the same things. Different brands use the same sort of, from spark plugs, although they have, many of them had, used to have their own companies like Delco. Remember that was the General Motors electronics division? Now those don't exist anymore because you buy them outside, and in some ways the products are better, and other ways they aren't. So John's made a good point there, I think. 888-302-3684. Let's listen to Kathleen now in Florida.
I think that the recalls in general are overplayed. I have an 01 Cadillac sedan-deville, been in the family. It's been bad from it was 2 years old. It overheated, had all kinds of inherent problems. Cadillac refused to do anything about it. And those cars that are on the road, people know that. When you buy a car, it's a mechanical thing. Things can go wrong with it. People should not buy a car and expect perfection. That's just not going to happen. But I do think that General Motors, in general terms, I think that the job protection side of it has made it so that they are not as careful as they could be with the production of their cars. And while we do look at the other cars, Toyota, Honda, Suzuki, or cars like that, they don't seem to have the ongoing inherent problems that the General Motors products do.
888-302-3684. Now, I said General Motors sales were up last month. That doesn't mean that they aren't going to be affected by all of this attention, because there wasn't the focus. There was news about it. There was conversation about it, but it wasn't as focused as what's going on now, especially not just with the CEO going to the congressional hearing, but all the people who are in these families that have been making a lot of noise, and the news media is appropriately so getting in on this. Is it going to correct the situation? I guess you got to wait and see. I wouldn't buy a General Motors product, and I haven't bought one for years. I used to be, I'll tell you a quick story, I was in the bus business, transportation business, in the 70s. I came from a family that my father always bought Ford products. My second family always bought General Motors products. And because those products were used in the bus business, I got up to a fleet of, at one point, almost 400 vehicles. Basically, all of them were General Motors, whether they were coaches or school buses, whether I used the General Motors products as service vehicles, all that stuff was part of what I spent. And, it, you know, at one point, it was millions and millions of dollars worth of material and products that I bought from General Motors. So I had a service vehicle. The vehicle had been serviced by the local General Motors dealer that we bought the vehicle from, and the when it came out of the shop, the hood hadn't been latched properly, and the driver didn't notice it. Down the road it went, 50 miles an hour, the hood opens and blows off. Went back to the dealer and said, "Look, you guys didn't close the hood well. We need you to replace it." They refused to, and that, along with the one of the other trucks that I had, had one of those GM diesels that was made out of gas blocks. That was a joke during the 80s. And at 61,000 miles, 1,000 miles out of their warranty, the engine blew up. Cost me $5,400. That was 25 years ago to rebuild the engine. General Motors didn't want to know from nothing about it. So I've never bought and will never buy, because of those two incidents, another General Motors product. I feel that Ford's products were good for a long time. They aren't much anymore. So on my farm, if I'm going to buy a vehicle, I'm going to buy a Dodge, because I feel like they have increased value, they've done a better job at engineering, and they just seem to be better vehicles. Many people I know that are buying Dodges like them a lot. I, when I rent cars through the wintertime, have pretty much stuck to Chrysler products, and I thought they were very good. So, you know, who knows? That's not an American-owned company anymore, which may tell you something about this whole reality, frankly. 888-302-3684. Debbie's listening in Kingman, Arizona. Debbie, what do you think of all this?
Well, first of all, God bless the little lady that called in and said we should expect things to go wrong when we buy a brand new car.
Yeah.
America has become a people of settling for.
Settling for.
Yes, settling. Mm-hmm. Like the lady said, you have to expect bad things. Like for the car to quit, you know, running when you're doing miles an hour.
Why would you? That may be a good question. Why would you expect that? Why would you accept it? These cars, the average price of a car in America is $24,000. That's a lot of money to most people.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem. She said it like it was, you know, through her life or
matter of fact.
Thought.
Yeah,
That you just.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm a Ford gal.
Yeah.
You know, always have been.
It's okay. You don't have to be
Ford
sorry
trucks,
for that.
Not cars.
Yeah.
Not cars, trucks.
Yeah.
Ford trucks.
Okay.
But,
well, the most popular vehicle in the world is a Ford F-150 pickup truck.
I have two of them.
Yeah, I have four of them.
I have
four 150s. I've got a 250, two 350s, two 450s, and a 550. So what does that tell you about?
You're bragging now.
Well, I'm just talking about what's on my farm. I'm not. I don't like many of them, but they're there, so we got to use them. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, and then Bora, the lady who was questioned yesterday. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, her name is Mary Barr. Yeah, that's it. You got it right.
Okay, so I did get it right. Well, God bless her, because amazingly the problem's been going on since like 2000, 2001.
Yeah. Yep.
All men. And then the first female CEO who started her job in January, I think, or December, gets all this.
Well, you're agreeing with me to a point, it sounds like. This may be something that's somewhat sexist. All right, Debbie, thank you. Chris in Danville, Illinois, next here on Good Day. Hi.
Hey, Doug. How are you doing?
All right, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
See, the thing is, you know, the most, you know, reliable vehicle, in my opinion, has to be Hyundai. I mean, granted, all the parts are made in Korea, but they're all assembled here in the U.S.
Right. It used to be the biggest piece of junk on the road. So it shows you that some cultures can change the way. And that's not, General Motors will fix this problem. They have to. Hyundai used to make a horrible piece of, what an awful. When they first got out, car you could buy for $3,500 was like rolling a tin can down the road. Awful.
Yeah, but between the two vehicles that I own, I have over 300,000 miles on them. from the 1999 Hyundai Accent to the 2005 Hyundai Santa Fe. And all I've had to do is simple maintenance and nothing major.
Well, you see, and a lot of them are going to that because they need to for competitive purposes. I'm looking at the stats. Hyundai sales were down 2% this past four-week period because, well, I don't know why, it sold 67,000 cars in America. And, in fact, they are, along with Honda, the only ones who had a decrease in sales in this last month. Hyundai sold, as I said, 67,000 cars. Honda, 133,000 cars. But I have heard a lot of people tell me the same thing that you're telling me. Hyundai is good. All right, so what should be the fix at General Motors, do you think?
Well, as far as the whole General Motors thing goes, what Congress has to do is, instead of any situation that arises, hurrying up and pinning it on the next person that takes over, what they should do is they should go back and find out who is in charge, even including down to whoever the line lead was, and find out where the communication stopped between management, engineer, all the way up to the CEO, and then pin it on those people and then go after them.
Right. That's okay. Right. Yep, glad to have you tell us what you think. Appreciate the call. 888-302-3684, 13 before the hour, and good day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5 through 14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at Staples.com/copy and print for details.
You'll be happy to know we'll spend the rest of the hour talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, next year on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Before the hour, Jeff Stephens' Good Day program. Speaking of sevens, looks like the health care surge at the end saw 7 million or maybe a few more 7 million plus folks over the period of time since it was introduced last year, has 7 million enrollees. I don't see in any of the news that looks at the Affordable Health Care Act here, Kenny, a tally of how many people lost their insurance before this all started. That's the whole, I think that's the rig in this. How many people lost and then went back and got? So how many are we actually up by in terms of having coverage? 7 million is a good number in terms of, okay, how many people have signed up under this circumstance? But how many, wasn't it 3 or 4 million people lost their insurance because when the thing got screwed up to begin with, the insurance said, okay, we got rid of these people, and now you made the mistake, we're not going to take them back again. Isn't that number about 3 or 4 million?
I don't know if there is an exact number. It's hard to keep stats on. I think it's hard to keep stats on that because there's just no way to know for sure.
Right, but it is a problem. I mean, not maybe problem isn't the right word. It's a factor here in the discussion. So as they crow about 7 million people, 7 million new enrollees, it's possible that half of those, or the numbers equal half of those who lost their insurance, from what I've heard here, there, and everywhere. So whether it's, and I don't want to denigrate this because I think in some ways it's good, but in other ways it's like anything else, especially anything the government's involved in. Some of it's really good, some of it's really bad. Here's Talk's Brian Thomas, Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio, about the actual numbers. Now remember, Chabot is a Republican, so that'll play into this.
Let's just dwell not so much on healthcare.gov crashing and the problems we've had. The administration running around talking about and patting itself on its back over this mysteriously floating number of enrollees figure. 7 million seems to be the number they've hung their hat on. And I keep pointing out, and I pointed out all morning, Congressman Chabot, that number does not mean anything unless we know how many uninsured have policies that didn't before. Because, let's face it, if it's a bunch of insureds getting insurance again, the status quo has remained the same, or it's remained status quo.
You're absolutely right, Brian. This is a shiny object that they set up.
Who set this 7 million figure up? They did, you know, months ago and said, oh, well, you know, this is how you measure success, if we can reach that. And of course, we're not going to be able to make it. And then they do make it. And you're exactly right. The whole justification that they gave for Obamacare in the first place was this 40 million uninsured Americans, some who by their own choice decided, well, the young people especially decided they didn't want insurance. Some people couldn't afford it, but that was the reason for Obamacare. Now, if you look at the number, we're probably talking about a million and a half of the 40 million that may get insurance under Obamacare. All the rest of us are going to have to live with this monstrosity as a result, and we're paying more and getting less, and our premiums are going up, and deductibles are going up. You're paying more than you used to. A lot of people can't go to the hospital that they used to go to, or can't go to the doctor they used to go to, even though they were promised just the opposite. So the 7 million number, like you said, Brian, means absolutely nothing. It's about 1 million people, approximately, maybe 1.5 million of them are getting insurance who didn't have it before, and that's what we need to stay focused on.
888-302-3684. Let's see, Mary in South Carolina, what do you think ought to be the focus?
We don't want Obamacare. Nobody ever wanted Obamacare. It was crammed down our throats. People protested the whole summer before this against it, and then they were calling us all Tea Party people, and we weren't all Tea Party people. We wanted a good health care plan, but not the way they wanted it. They should have negotiated with the Republicans, and they should have went back and forth, and we don't want the federal government telling us what to do with our health care.
Well, I think that there's a consensus there, Mary. Nobody really does want the government. I shouldn't say nobody. A lot of people don't. There are a lot of people who do, however, because they don't know any better. They think the government is the answer to everything. And that's what you're faced with here, a real sharp division, a sharp partisan debate over the merits of the health care law. And, by the way, I don't see that coming to an end, as a matter of fact. The announcement that 7.1 million Americans have signed up for the insurance under the Affordable Health Care Act is this, according to some, a remarkable comeback? It isn't, if you take into consideration the numbers of people who lost their insurance at the beginning. And so this thing will continue to be something that will drive the political process. It will drive the election discussion. It will drive people to vote because there are some people who really like it and some people who really don't like it. And I think that the debate isn't over today by any stretch of the imagination. But it is interesting to look at the numbers. Is the Affordable Health Care Act making a comeback? Is it the comeback kid? 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.